This is the way it sounded at Mar-a-Lago just a few days ago. This is what was heard in a room by a listener in the hallway. Here it is.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
To say that that was President Trump, of course, with the J6ers who sing the national anthem from their jails and prisons every night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they are now really so filled with hope that President Trump will actually be able to accomplish pardons for all of them. I think that's what he intends, and my heart beats fast when I think about it. But when we were in Greenville, Texas, about 6 weeks ago, I think it was, we were there at the 1A Film Fest. I talked about it a lot, and I told you they were premiering 12 movies, and they were fabulous. They've not been released to the public yet, at least not in theaters. And so I told you at the time, if you went to 1afilmfest.com, I think it was $25 to be able to see all 12 movies at whatever point you want. Just pay the money, and you'll be able to see them at your leisure. Well, at the time, they had some complications with production, because they're operating on a shoestring budget that, by the way, does not show up in their films. Their films are first rate, but trying to put the production together afterwards for this big event was very time consuming, and they didn't get it up and available to you the way they had wanted to. So now it's there. It's there. And I can't say enough about, look, it's a, I think when you hear this, it's going to be, you know, right before Thanksgiving. You're going to have some time. You like to watch series on television. Well, I'm telling you, this would be a great series to watch. Go to 1afilmfest.com, and now you can actually get those films for a $25 donation. And you might even want to give more because these guys work so hard, and they've worked so hard to support the J6ers. This is not all about J6, though. This is about a lot of other things. And so it's about freedom of speech. It's about the border. It's a film is about all kinds of things. So it's 1afilmfest.com. So now here's the thing. All right, you can find me at sandyrios.com, and you can listen to the podcast there. You can also find it on all the other podcast platforms, and certainly our home base, which is AmericanFamilyRadio.net, AFR.net. You can find me on social media platforms, but Twitter, I think, is the most powerful right now. Just telling you. Even if you're not, I never said this before because I didn't think that necessarily regular people would benefit from Twitter, because it's been kind of a news source for those of us that are newsy and trying to deliver. But I'm telling you, all of you, that is a platform for free speech, and that'll get your engines going, and you're going to know what's true and what isn't. So my Twitter handle, as they call it, is at Sandy Rios Tweet, at Sandy Rios Tweet. And I recommend that you sign up for Twitter and use it. And please follow me on at Sandy Rios Tweet, and you'll hear additional things that I don't get to on this show. Well, a new Danish study shows that a year after aborting, women exhibited a 50% higher likelihood of first-time psychiatric treatment and an 87% higher likelihood of personality and behavioral disorders. How is this women's health care? The trauma of ending your own flesh and blood is the opposite of women's health care. Here's what women's health care looks like at Preborn's Network clinics. Women are welcomed with open arms and feel loved from the moment they walk into the door. Then they're introduced to their baby on ultrasound and offered life-affirming choices. When they choose life, they are offered assistance for up to 2 years, including maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, and so much more. Preborn treats the woman, the whole woman, body, mind, and soul, and the baby growing inside of her. If you're looking for the greatest investment for your year-end write-offs, choose Preborn. Donating is simple. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. I'm going to take you back to Greenville, Texas, and I want to play an interview that I had with Tim Rivers, who's been our guest many times on the show, and others that have been leading this effort. These guys are trying to help the J6ers, and they are the ones that put together this film festival, this 1A Film Fest. It was a great discussion around the table, like friends, because we are, and I thought you might enjoy hearing it on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something. Well, live from the Texas Texan Theater Film Fest in Greenville, Texas. You can hear happy people. And Tim Rivers, of course, you know, if you listen to the podcast, Tim has been my guest occasionally for several years here, since the January 6th. And to reintroduce him, he is an IBM executive who really poured his heart and soul and has and continues to into helping the J6ers any way he can. He's the founder of J6 Patriot News. He's the reason we have the Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prison, and the second one,
Art of Confinement.
Art of Confinement, and he's the driving force, one of the driving forces behind this film fest, which is where I am. You knew I was coming, and it's been wonderful, Tim. I thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come, because there's been I've been referring to this as like the Clark Kent Convention, because you have these people that are, you know, coming in dress that are just like you and I, but they're really superheroes. You have no idea the things that they've done and the bravery that they've shown. And so besides the incredible educational opportunity, this festival, which is just ripping the curtain back on all these lies that have just placed us in this precarious position, now that we're 50 days or more away from having our fate decided for us, really, as a conservative or as a Christian. And so I think this movie is so important. This series of movies, they've just unveiled it all. And even if they didn't, if your audience did not get a chance to watch this live, because if you did watch it live already, you're going to be, oh yeah, that was awesome. But you can still get your streaming ticket and go and watch all of this in post-production. Plus, you're going to get the award ceremony that you saw last night, which was both funny and interesting, as well as to reward these people who have worked so hard. And all of the interviews with the filmmakers, all of that's in post-production. So it's still not too late to get educated, to invite your friends to a watch party, grab that person that you just didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation with and you really thought they needed to know. It's time to let them come and watch the films with you and have something to drink.
And I have to say, you did not exaggerate this. You did not exaggerate this. This has been, these films are incredible. And I find myself just racking my brain to think how, besides my listeners, and listen, let me say to all of you, it's 2afilmfest.com. That's how you sign up.
No, 1A. 1A.
Oh, I mean 1A.
Yeah, 1A. 1A.
1A. 1 or
the,
2.
Yeah, no. the next one might be the 2A. I'm not sure. But this one's the 1A Film Fest.
1AFilmFest.com. And it's so reasonable. It's $25 to see all of them. And you can see them in perpetuity, I'm guessing.
Until
they shut us down.
Yep, till the next festival. We're going to try and keep them up there until we do the next festival. And we're like I said, we've already been approached by filmmakers here at this event who want in. And we had started with a concept of doing 8 films, and here we are at 12, and we had to slam the door. And so I think what that shows you is there are so many voices that are being silenced, so much information that is being hidden from all of America, not just the conservatives, but even, I mean, that's why we can't sometimes convert the blue pill, is because they just never can get to the information. And so this is a great way to do it.
People don't, well, we know that Google, I've heard some just stats recently about how much they censor.
Yep.
And so that's where, and I was just reading about like all the jurors in President Trump's trial in New York, it said their response was they looked to Google for their information.
Isn't that something?
And so Google holds like 98-99% of the world's search. I mean, everywhere. So they control the information. And I heard someone who is in the business on the front line saying they are the devil incarnate. And I believe that's true. And while they do a lot of good because we're hooked, because we need that search, we're used to right. that instant information, they have another nefarious purpose. So... So, Tim, I guess the thing I'm wondering is how can people help and how can they get the word out about this?
Well, the festival is very important that you get that you get a ticket and take a look at this and invite people to come and share. You don't have to buy a ticket for everybody. Buy one ticket and invite as many people as you want to watch it over and over and over. We have two missions, both at American Gulag Chronicles and at Unredacted Media. Our first mission is message. We have messages for America that need to be delivered, and that's what we're trying to do with the film festival, with the books that are coming out, just like you did with God's Velvet Hammer. It's time to wake America up completely. I think we've made some inroads, but look, there's so much that you see every day on mainstream media that tries to counteract the reality of the people who are fighting against the losses of liberty, the advances of socialism, and just the general loss of our ability to trust in our justice systems. And so it's very important these messages get out, and you can be the deliverer. Anybody who can buy one of those tickets and share it, even get three or four people together and share the cost. How many movies can you think you can see at a theater for $8, right, if yeah. you share that between three people?
So. Right, and you'll see things that you just, I saw things last night and heard things that are really crucial and knowledge for the upcoming election. Well, all right, so I've added with Tim here. Tim, who's become my friend through the years, and he's the reason I'm here. But David Summerall really was the first person, I think. I interviewed, I've been doing interviews about January 6th since January 7th, so I've interviewed a lot of people. But the first person to produce a movie, I think, David, was you. Isn't that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I remember seeing that, and it was just, and we were having trouble getting information even then.
Yes.
And so it was just, you were the first person to kind of break through that.
Well, I think it was a bravery test in a lot of ways. People wouldn't say anything. There was that fear the FBI is going to hunt you down and put you in prison.
That's right.
They were confiscating people's videos everywhere, and we were collecting them as fast as we could and putting them in the first documentary so we could show people what really happened.
Yeah, and that was so important.
Yes.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, were you there on January 6th? Were not.
I'll never say, yes, I was there.
You were there?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, I was almost
standing
there.
Right behind Ray Epps.
I didn't remember this part. Well, maybe we didn't know who Ray Epps was when we talked
That's true.
Months ago.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I was standing right behind Ray Epps before the first fence went down. And I took a whole film crew, though. I had friends. We spread out to video the day. And literally, we knew the media would never tell the truth. And we weren't there as much for Trump as we were to capture history. And that's literally what we did.
What'd you expect to happen on that day?
Antifa to cause a lot of trouble, a lot of BLM type fight, maybe fires, and we know the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the defenders of the innocent and the weak and the old, and they always come. The other rallies that had happened before in D.C. had escalated. The first one you could go to and you could see that you need body armor. The
yeah.
second one you go to, you bring the body armor. And then when you go this time, you expect them to really hammer you because they're counter protesters. So when we're having the biggest protest, you would expect the biggest counter, and yet they were not there.
Yes, I remember well.
Yes.
Because we were at the inauguration. I'll go back to that. And Antifa was there, attacking people going to inaugural balls.
Yes.
In their dress, and it was just shocking to us. We weren't used to this.
No.
And they were harassing President Trump outside the White House. And then we went to the rally before the 2020 election where Jonathan Cahn, the Awakening, I think they called it, Franklin Graham was
right.
there too. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And
there's right.
Antifa was there. They didn't attack anyone, but we saw them.
That's right.
So this was the standard.
People don't know what it's like to be attacked in your good clothes.
No, that's right.
They really don't. And we did this in 2019 in D.C., and Antifa came all against us when we were doing the demand free speech stuff.
Yeah.
Literally. And we're in suits and dresses, formal. Yeah.
Yes.
And people don't understand this is where we're going.
Well, they might not remember that there's a video of Eric Metaxas in his tux, yes, leaving the White House and running after this Antifa guy who had attacked somebody from his bike.
That's right.
Yeah, so this was the norm. And I think people forget that. And yes, that is what we all expected.
Yes.
So, but they didn't. Yeah, where were they? Well, you know what? One of the films yesterday, actually, I was in and out because I'm here podcasting.
That's right.
So I wish I could be more specific. But the timeline,
yes,
that was shown last night identified members of, besides John, whatever his name was.
Sullivan.
Yeah. I knew about that. But otherwise, I didn't know anybody else had been identified.
Yes.
But they have been.
Absolutely have. Absolutely.
But not prosecuted.
Well, yes, they have.
Have they been?
Yeah, there are several that are in prison that made it to prison,
really,
before they said, yeah, hey, I'm with Antifa. So there are, and that element was always present. They've tried to say it wasn't. We even a little more than a month ago, had Inspector Lloyd admit on the record in trial that there were undercover Capitol Police in the crowd. I don't think anybody's really, you know, we say those things and we know those things, but to hear him say it in the transcripts now is really important.
That rings to mind Congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana. That interaction he had with Chris Ray, many people will know this,
yes,
but it was on one of the videos that he's so he's saying, he's asking him point blank, were there any, how many FBI were there? I can't say because it's an ongoing investigation,
right,
and I'm not sure. You had 2 years and you don't know where, yeah, I mean, he just gave, and then when he ends and says, your time's coming.
Yes.
Your time's coming,
yes,
Director Ray.
And I love that accent that he has.
It just drives it home.
He says, your time's coming. And I'm like, he means it, too.
Yeah,
when he used that voice, he means it.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, and that's the sad thing about that. He doesn't have the prosecution power. He has the investigation power.
Right.
And he can dig it all up. But until we get the prosecution arm, to do something about these criminals. That's what we're really just dying on the vine, waiting for somebody to come pick us off and help us.
Well, and I feel the same way, but I also know, and you know, we all know, I'm going to introduce Tamara in a second because she knows too, that there will be justice.
There will.
Because we serve a God of justice.
Amen.
He's not going to let them get away with it. And I always say, when these bad actors who are doing horrible things now all across the board on everything, I always say, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes.
No.
Let them have their laughs.
That's
let
right.
them, you know, goad. But
pray for them.
Pray for them, yes. Well, that's hard. Sometimes
it's
that's hard.
It's the hardest thing.
It's so angry.
And grace. And these are the lessons that we are learning in our community, because we have to self-police and all these other. We've grown this entire family from the flames of January 6th,
yeah,
and it's been just...
And you have developed a family, I know.
Absolutely.
That. I love that, actually. And that's why I came, because I'm a part of your family through the airwaves.
You are a family, absolutely.
but I wanted to be with you, so...
Well, you've helped us when nobody else would. You know, a lot of people were just too scared to say a word on our behalf, and we appreciate that more than you'll know.
Tamara, beautiful Tamara. I wish I had a camera, but I don't. Because Tamara, you know why I don't. Because if I did it, I'd have to put makeup on and fix my
hair.
That's
more work. Boy, I know that from when I went to podcasting the video. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Tamara, I think I know your last name, but I'm
L-E-I-G-H.
I'm doubting myself.
Yeah, well, L-E-I-G-H.
Okay.
Lee.
Oh, Tamara Lee. Okay,
yep.
That's why I mispronounced it in my head. All right, Tamara, I don't, honestly... I know that you're a big part of this film festival, but I don't know much about you. What is your involvement? How in the world did you get involved with J6? Were you there climbing a wall, too?
Well, here it goes.
Okay, were you there
she
climbing
had
a wall?
Repelling gear on.
Yes, well, actually, David and I go back to 2016, I think, when we first connected, doing Tweeting for Trump in the DM rooms and how we would, you know, use Twitter for getting the message out before they started the censorship. So it was kind of the Wild West of the conservatives on Twitter back in the day, and the left did not see us coming, and we dominated the platform, and we were able to move markers and work together and really strategize, which is going to be in my book coming
out. Now, hang
on
a second. This is 2016?
2016, yeah. And then Pasquale Scopoliti, the late, great Pasquale Scopoliti at the Iconsigliori, he was working with General Flynn in the 2016 election to engage the veteran community that had historically not voted or been disenfranchised by the elections. So they were strategically bringing in that whole veteran community to have Veterans for Trump movement that pushed, you know, another demographic in the into the Trump camp. And Pasquale and I met through another campaign we were both involved in. And when they came after General Flynn, Pasquale and General Flynn were friends and communicated regularly. And I had built a podcast platform in my presence on Twitter. And Pasquale came to me and said, "Can you help? We need to do something." So together, Pasquale, his wife Kate, and I created the Pardon Flynn Now movement. So if you go to pardonflynnnow.com, kind of the backstory there.
Yeah,
and we used those same strategies that we had done in the 2016 and really honed them, because Pasquale was an analyst and a strategist. Yes. And through meme warfare, through trending hashtags, trends, and through just really the community. And I've written articles at stop8.com of the three objectives we did with the Pardon Flynn Now movement was to keep the story top of page so it didn't get cycled out of the news. Mm-hmm. General Flynn's case was the first nationally visible, I guess, of our time, of our area, of a political prosecution, when the corrupt courts were going after not justice, but a scalp on their belt. And so we worked together. We kept it top of page, not cycled out of the news, because, you know, you think back then, too, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Then it was, you know, they perpetually keep us, you know, our head spinning with the news cycle.
With and propaganda. So with propaganda, we have to say, right, not true, things that are not true.
Right, so we stay focused, yeah, on that. The second was to give Trump the support by his base that should a pardon become necessary. President Trump knew that his base was behind him in that decision. Now,
to pardon General Flynn,
correct,
specifically in,
right,
this point.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we paralleled the work that Sidney
Powell
was doing in the legal, but we were the backup plan. So we ran parallel. If he could get exonerated, we wanted our judicial system to function properly according to the Constitution, but it became more and more apparent that wasn't going to happen. So we were the pardon. And then in 2019, Pasquale and I brought out the pardon of innocence as the corrective, the most corrective approach to take. That not only was a pardon, because that implied guilt, he needed the pardon of innocence so that the presumed innocence would be restored, just as if he had never been prosecuted. Kind of like grace, just as if I'd never sinned, right?
Yes.
So it's that restoration of your innocent status in the eyes of the law. And so we developed that, and then ultimately, November 25th, 2020, President Trump gave General Flynn the pardon. And that was the third leg, that it was innocence, the backup plan, right?
Was it the
pardon?
By
a pardon of innocence. That language was actually,
you know what,
written
I didn't,
into the pardon.
I didn't remember. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have picked that up. So,
and the interesting thing about how that plays into history is now Tamara and Suzanne Monk have partnered with myself. We're working as a team again to use the same pardon of innocence for the J6ers. There already is the pardon book, the J6 Pardon Project. So it all ties together, and that's just the long and short of it.
I had a chance to talk to Suzanne here. So that'll be airing. People know about that. I have the book, and that's fascinating, and that's great thinking, great planning.
So right away, David and I, we started, because I was there too, and we started working right away, January 7th. I got booted off of Twitter right away, January 7th. Wasn't the first time. I've been censored. I'm on the top 1,000 list of most censored accounts. So I said, we need to get ahead of the language that they're trying to say we were violent, that it was mob, that we're terrorists, that it was insurrectionists.
No.
I said,
unprecedented.
Yeah, unprecedented.
No. We're like, no,
the same as 9/11, the same as, you know, Iwo Jima. I'm not sure what else.
Well, I'll tell you what's unprecedented is the fact that our government generally doesn't murder protesters
when they come to redress their grievances. That's unprecedented. That's why we can never allow this to happen again. That's why we can never let the government have this much control over us. We are not supposed to fear our government. They're not supposed to fear us, but I'd rather have it that way than the way it is today, where we're all living moment to moment, wondering when they're going to come put us in a cage.
Well, and the thing is, the lies, just like in the debate with Kamala and President Trump, week before last, whenever that was, time moves fast.
Yes.
she so just flips off her tongue that, what, five policemen were killed, I believe she said.
That's right.
Yeah, so, and that's an abject lie. No policemen were killed. Right. No policemen were killed.
No.
And she got away with it.
It's terrible, and they've done that. Jeffries, I think, was one of the ones that said, you know, for the four officers that lost their lives as a result of.
Yeah.
And that's just a weird way of trying to steal Kevin Greeson, Benjamin Phillips, Roseanne Boylan, and Ashley Babbitt, because those are the four actual victims that died at the hand or by causation of the police action. So I'm not going to call them murderers, but they may be, and it's really up to a real investigation and a court to decide that. And of course, the officer that died was due to a stroke. And we,
Brian Sicknick, we have the video of him walking through the Capitol, perfectly healthy when they said he'd been.
We found witnesses with.
He was dead.
We found witnesses within the first few months. The witness that took Sicknick to the police line because he said he was having help. The witness that offered to render aid because he's a combat medic and said he's having a stroke, and the cops told him to mind his own business. It's a horrible story that they've used around Officer Sicknick's death, and then to hide his body in the Capitol. In state, basically, in an urn to say he's a fallen hero. He's our hero because he's going to help dismantle this propaganda machine. They lied about him and so many other things. That's what the people need to know. American people still don't know about the four real victims from January 6th.
Right.
And I have to say, where you said David was the first one, on June 4th, 2021, is when Writing History, the journalistic battle of January 6th, came out. And that was right away getting David as a repository saying, send us your videos, because you had, everybody was there with the camera, so you had all the different, you know, and that's the power of the film, right? We could show it. And then people don't realize, too, if you go to StopHate.com, January 27th, 2022 is when, because I worked on the article with David and Taylor Hansen, we outlined the five deaths of January 6th, and that was before anyone was talking about all the other deaths, and so it's there on the record of saying, wait a minute. And there
we
were
J6ers
who
we
were swatted, where the FBI or the people swatting said, you killed one of ours. And that was, again, abject lie.
And that's the frustrating part, because we've shared this information with Congress and Senate, and all the members that you can imagine had one-on-one meetings, given them thumb drives and clips and links and studies and Google Drives and everything. And they have this information, and yet they do nothing. And that's the Uniparty in full effect. I mean, I can't understand why they won't represent us.
Well, I think you know this, but because that's my, what, my people.
Yeah.
I hope not. But anyway, that's where I've dwelt a long
that's
time.
Right.
And I think what happened, and I'm sure you know this, but I should say it again. Mm-hmm. They were in the building when this happened. All they knew is what they were told.
That's right.
The noise outside, they were scared. They were frightened
because
they didn't know what was happening.
That's right.
And they get evacuated, and then, and so they have thoughts and opinions based on what they're fed. And some of them can't get over it. Some of them have gotten over it, but many of them still won't talk about it.
That's right.
They won't touch it. I tried too. You can imagine that.
Well,
I tried too.
I would like to reach across to anyone that's having a hard time talking about it. Look, it's all, and I've learned this, it's all about perception. Everyone had a very unique experience.
Right.
It could be where you stood, which side of the building, inside, outside, all these different things play in. But when you're looking at the bubble of Washington, D.C., they only get their own media. They only get their talking points. They're listening to the Congress and Senate. They're listening to the people on our side that aren't calling out the bad things that the left says about us. So then they think, well, if they're not even calling them out, you know, then Ted Cruz, good example, violent insurrectionist, whatever, guy.
Chip Roy also.
Well, yeah, and we see these things. And then Troy Nails, well, I know everything about J6. Well, how can you if you've never talked to me?
Right.
So I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, if you were inside the room
and that's all there is to it. But we've seen no help from these people. And look, we just had another field hearing in D.C. a week ago. Marjorie Taylor Greene, had this great crew line up. Trentis Evans, you know, great speakers, and they're different than the usual speakers, so that's good. We need more representation from J6ers. But we had a field hearing a year ago, and they didn't do anything since then. So I think it's, you know, a lot of talking points and, hey, I'm trying to raise money. We noticed right before the field hearing, a lot of ads came out in our email. I'm raising money to help, you know, the J6ers.
Oh, yes,
it's
I hear that,
fundraisers.
Too. Yes.
And we appreciate the help, but we'd really like some.
Well, there are some True Blue helpers who've come around. You
that's
know
right.
that.
That's right.
Clay Higgins
Loudermilk. Massey. I mean, we've got the guys in Ghost Star. I mean, we've got good people. there's just five of them.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong here. When we met Marjorie Taylor Greene down at Mar-a-Lago at one of the Trump events, I cornered her and I asked her, have you seen the books? Have you seen the letters from prison? Have you seen the art of confinement? Yes, I've seen them. I have them. I've read them. I said, why aren't you saying anything? Why have you gone silent? I mean, thank you for trying to get into the prison, but you've said nothing. I hear nothing. She goes, I just can't get anybody to cooperate in Congress. I don't know what else I can do. If I hear somebody who's our champion, so to speak, say those kinds of things, it's very disheartening. And that's why I tell everybody, pick up your doggone telephone, call 202-224-3121, ask for your congressman, and then start asking the hard questions. Would you let your teenager run off with your car and your checkbook? Heck no, you wouldn't. Why are you letting your Congress do these things?
Great point.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that actually comes back, look, yes, we could talk forever about Congress and what they're not doing, and
sure,
some are doing a few things,
that's
and,
right,
you know, it's an uneven story, but we know overall it's nothing. It's not real help for you guys,
no,
or for the J6ers. But this film festival, these films, these are game changers. I fancy myself to be informed on J6. I think I know something. What I'm telling you last night, watching, I did get to see most of the true timeline. And that was your movie.
Yes.
Honestly, David, when it came to Ashley Babbitt, I thought I knew what happened. I'd never seen all of that. Mm. I'd never seen it all. And the death of Roseanne Boylan, I thought I knew about that too.
Yes.
I've talked to Jake Lang from prison, which, mm-hmm, does anybody know he's still in? Isn't he not?
Oh, he's still
pre-trial
there.
Detention
still
for
hasn't had his trial yet. It's going on 4 years because he was arrested early, you know. And yeah, this is the travesty. People don't understand what's happening in the justice system because, you know, the judge cut off the Zoom meetings. Nobody can watch the videos. Then they stop the phone calls so nobody can call in and listen. And you have to go to D.C. and go sit in a courtroom if you're going to find out. And our journalists are like our politicians. Not enough people are interested, or my boss won't give me permission, or they just don't want to talk about that. It's just, let's sweep it under the rug and get past the next
election.
Yeah,
let's get past it. Yeah, I know. Listen, that's
crazy.
Do you guys have good confidence that the president really will pardon J6ers?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Yes. And I'm not knocking on wood. I'm going from experience as far as what he sees, what he does. Listen, his verbiage. And this is not a brag moment, but he's using our talking points daily. Mm-hmm. The words that we use, the way that we use them, what we say. And he's paying attention. He's spoken with Mickey Whithoff, Ashley's mom. He's called into the vigil. He called in for Ashley's birthday celebration 3 years ago.
I didn't know that.
So we've worked with his lawyers, and they have a lot of information that we have. So there's definitely, and I don't know if it's 100% connection or 85% or what, but he is in the know. I mean, the fact that he says J6 hostages.
Yes. Well, no, I've heard, you know, he says great things. He's the only one that has the, you know, the whatever you call those things to do it.
So Tamara is our word expert. And listen, we sit around all the time. Well, think about the pardon of innocence for Flynn. We went through exonerate, clear, free, pardon, all the different and then study them, you know, intimately, like, how would this help? How would this hurt? And next, until the pardon of innocence. And that's why it's so important that Trump does pardon these guys. Because, listen, first day when he gets in there, he has to make a move.
Yeah.
Oh, he has to.
I'm sure he knows that.
These guys have been waiting for 4 years. We've already had about 20 deaths in our community.
Yeah.
People are hurting themselves because they don't want to go to prison for something they didn't do.
Yeah,
he has to pardon them, or there's going to be more of that.
And restore their reputations and their neighbors.
Yes.
It's just amazing how people have deserted them.
You have to make them the hero. They'll never be set straight unless you declare them for who they save the Constitution. They prevented a civil war, in my opinion. If Trump had been elected that day, the left was prepared. We've seen their plans around D.C. That was going to be so much worse than what happened to us. And we've taken the heat for 4 years and been the point of the joke almost. And it's prevented civil unrest. I can promise you it could have been completely different.
You know, I think that very likely all of these, President Trump was always sympathetic. But, of course, he was in a precarious position because J6 was the thing they chose as the bludgeon for everyone.
That's right.
And they were wanting to impeach him over it. So we understand why he had to walk on eggshells. But now that he's been through all of these horrible trials and prosecutions, and I think he has even more empathy and passion to help you guys.
He does. I think it's made us all the same. I think when he became a J6er himself, that really was an eye-opener for him, because it is for so many of us. We think, hey, I know I didn't do anything wrong. But then the FBI comes and kicks down your door. He kind of went through that, so it kind of adds him to the list. And I think there's a certain amount of camaraderie in that. You, it's a badge of honor at some point, and I think he looks at it like that. And I also think that as a strategist, you know, the art of war, you know, we see his long game.
Yeah.
And we know that there's got to be more to it. And here's the thing about J6. He let it go this far, just like he did for General Flynn. It had to have the expose. They had to show that Flynn was single-handedly fighting the deep state. He's had to show that the Department of Justice is killing J6ers and their families. It's nonstop. And I think that that's part of him letting it be exposed to the public so that they can see what's actually going on. And it's not so they'll feel sorry for him, but it's say, hey, you know what? This has been happening to other communities for decades. It's the same suits and the same prosecutors and the same judges. And they're overcharging people, and they're putting them in the system, and they're trying to make the law-abiding citizens the criminals so that they can control a population and force us to do things we don't want to do. That's got to stop now.
You know, David, there's this great video. I mean, you've probably seen it. If you haven't, you should know about it. Kamala Harris, when she was Attorney General in California, and she's boasting about how she could just use her pen. She can have people arrested.
That's
she can
right.
put them in jail, and she can. And she's saying it's very powerful
the
what
power
I can
of the
do.
Pen.
The power of the pen. I can have
yes.
you and ruin your life, basically, just with my pen.
And that's what I wanted to say in terms of the pardon and the way that Suzanne has beautifully mapped it out now for J6 is that there has to be a broad pardon, and it used to be the foundation of the judicial system. I can't remember if it's Blackwell. Something, it's in my article. The premise that better to have one guilty man go free than an innocent, right? Or 10 go,
that's how they feel
right.
with all these death
it
penalties.
It used to be that
murder,
was
campaigns to get
what
murders off.
Our judicial system was based on. Yeah. Well, you've got the judicial swamp just as much as the congressional swamp. And Trump's heart has always been with the common man. He knows it, whether it was a Second Step Act. He understands what the whole Bureau of Prison Systems and the whole judicial court racket has become in America. And it is the complete opposite of what a constitutional judicial system is supposed to be. And so we've mapped that out to give him cover, to pardon everybody, commute sentences. We want the ability for J6ers who should have justified legal recourse to go back in and appeals and restore their cases, adjudicate them correctly. So that's all mapped out.
And not everybody wants or needs a pardon. You know, some people need a pardon of innocence. Some people need a pardon of mercy. Some people want to go through the court process to get the discovery on who, why, where, and how they did this to American citizens. And they're in it for the long haul. And they don't want a pardon. They want to fight it down and put it public and make it right and never let it happen again. That's what we need, is that kind of backbone again. And so many people say, you know what? I'm just going to go along to get along. And we cannot do that anymore. It's going to be our destruction.
Yeah, I agree. Because they came after you. I always say you.
Yeah.
The J6ers. But they're going to come after all of us that are right. conservatives who are just not going to bow the knee.
Oh,
you're
no,
not
no,
willing
no,
to
no.
bow the knee.
Now, this is what people say. We didn't do juvenile things. We didn't go to JSIG. We didn't go push the door. And we didn't do stupid things. And then, you know what we told them? They're coming for you anyway. And you know what? They went to their school board meeting, and they said, we don't like CRT. And then boom, 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 FBI, FBI.
Yeah.
So it's really happening. You're seeing social media posts. Now you just say something. And they're coming and knocking on your door. Folks, we've tried to warn you for 4 years. It's getting tighter.
Right.
The arrests are going up.
Right.
It's getting more and more to that point. They're pushing us intentionally, and we do not want to keep in that. So in the numbers before, we were like one a day average arrests for the first 3 years. We had eight this week.
So mm-hmm.
Well, they've got a goal of 3,000, remember?
That's right.
Before the election,
you know what,
they wanted 3,000
more. They want 3,000 because that matches Pearl Harbor, that matches 9/11.
Oh, I didn't think
they
about
are
that.
Trying to kill 3,000 Americans and their families to have the same destruction. It's a sacrifice.
It is.
All right. All right, you guys, I'm going to ask you one last question, and if you could make it concise, yeah. Just so, because people are listening, and they, my listeners are, they believe you, and they want to do something, but this, like, it's a wall of information.
It is.
So I'm going to ask you, what one thing, what can people do? What is the best thing the average person can do to help? And it can be all different. Okay. So, Tamara, you're on.
Well, I'll go with my lead of the 1AFilmFest.com. Go there, buy the link, share the link. We want you to host your own watch parties. We've assembled this weekend the complete package that you need of information between the selected films that were all God brought to us, amazing filmmakers and films that you've seen this weekend, so that you have a complete package of information. Share it with the people who don't understand. And when you map it out, you lay it out, say, come over, have a watch party. Let's just see a film. They won't go to a Trump rally. They won't go to a political event. But you can get them over and have the film as the means for having those important conversations, especially ahead of November 2024.
All right, David Summerall.
You know, I have to say pray. That's number one thing, you know, and get your life back in order, Jesus first, and make sure that relationship's right or you're in big trouble. And I mean, kingdom first. That's what we try to do as a business, as an organization, as individuals. So the 1A Film Fest is along those same lines. We want to save people. You do that with information. We're in an information war. This is our best last-ditch effort to reach some people.
Our Tim Rivers.
You know, there's so many things that you can do, so many different places, but I think the one thing that can be the most potent is to not forget that we're in the fight of our lives, that this is absolutely a fight for the Republic, and you can get involved any different way. You can get work with your local elections. Again, share these films. Learn more at StopHate.com or J6PatriotNews.com. Get involved in the fight and don't be silent. As Jeremy Brown says all the time to me when I speak to him, don't do nothing.
Okay, I'm going to add something because none of you said it, but there's no way they could do this. No other way you guys could do what you do without some resources. So can they donate at 1AFilmFest.com?
They can, but let me offer this as a donation point. Share these links. So if you want to give $100, go buy 4 tickets and give them to someone. Let that information. Yeah, you're going to help us with $100. Thank you. But help someone else with the information. Try to save someone. Try to reach out. You don't know who it's going to be. They won't go to rallies. They won't go to functions. They won't listen to things. But they'll watch movies. There's power in that. And listen, we watch the left stuff. People say all the time, we don't watch the left. They do.
Yeah,
and they watch our stuff. This is a great opportunity to get this information, save some people. That's the main thing.
But okay, but you got to help me with donations. I know you're like 3 different organizations,
well, we
right?
Are. We
right?
Are. We are.
So Tim, why don't you answer that?
Buy the books. Get Art of Confinement and Letters from Prison. These are historical books of letters from the individuals that we've been talking about here. You can find them at lettersfromprison.us. Every penny for those books goes to the J6 fight and to help the families and the defendants get through this. So you can be part of the solution and also own a piece of history. Save these guys. Pass them on to your kids. If the election goes wrong, hide them under the mattress. Don't let this be forgotten.
Okay, David, how about you? You're StopHate.com.
StopHate.com/J6 has about 20 calls to action. Not everybody has money to buy things or to donate or to get books or whatever. I understand that. So there's prayer. There's letter writing. There's calling your congressman, senator. There's all kinds of things that people can do. Some cost a dollar or two. Some are totally free. Everybody has their own gifts. We just ask people to apply them. Just be active. Do something to get into the fight. StopHate.com/J6. And, of course, if you just go to the homepage, there's free movies. There's research. There's all kinds of J6 material there. But I just encourage people to share it. That's the main thing.
Okay, and back to today, I'm going to repeat. Mm-hmm. We are at the 1A Film Fest in Greenville, Texas, at the Texan Theater.
Yes.
And so go to 1AFilmFest.com and, you know, get sign-ups you can get. It's $25, for heaven's sake, for 12 movies.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, I'm blown away. You have to see these. I'm not overstating this.
No.
And I'm glad I drove every mile of the, 1,500 miles we drove to get here.
I'm so glad you did.
I'm very delighted to be with you guys. So God bless you and take care of you. And we'll probably all have a visit from the FBI on Monday at our door, right?
I've already had five.
You've had five visits?
Yeah, let me know when you get that far.
Okay, I'll call you when I get to there. David, what should I do?
Don't talk to him. That's
okay. Okay, God bless
Thank
you guys.
Thank you for having us on here. God bless you.
My great pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, this is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
All of you who listen to this podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, know about Freeborn. They provide ultrasound for moms who find themselves pregnant and are in crisis. They're not married. It's not their husband. It's just all kinds of, so many children, they worry economically whether they can afford it. There are a lot of reasons why women consider abortion, but most of the time, and I mean over half the time, maybe as much as 60%, of women decide to keep their babies when they see these 4D ultrasound pictures of the baby moving around, sucking its thumb. It's a miracle. I remember that miracle when I was carrying my son and found out he was a boy. So that's what Preborn does. And if you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $15,000. Your tax-deductible donation of $15,000 will place an ultrasound machine in a needy women's center, saving countless babies for years to come. All you have to do is go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Hi, it's Sandy Rios, your old friend from the morning show. So many crucial and frightening events are unfolding before our eyes that we have decided to re-engage with the daily news on Sandy Rios 24/7, as we once did in the mornings. I want to invite you to come over to the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, so that we can work our way through these difficult times together. Just go to AFR.net or any podcast platform. You can also find Sandy Rios 24/7 at sandyrios.com. And one more thing, a fun thing. My book, God's Velvet Hammer, is now on Audible. Sometimes listening is better than reading. I recorded it in my own voice, which makes it even more personal for all of you who know me so well. Audible books are available on Amazon.com. God bless each and every one of you for your faithfulness to Him. My prayer is that as we stand together in this battle, we can finish well.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Well, that's the way it sounded. At least our conversations around the table in Greenville, Texas at the 1A Film Fest. That was quite an event. I'm so grateful to have been there and to have gotten to know families of J6ers. And Dave Summerall, I knew Dave. He was one of the first interviews I did on J6. And Tamara Lay, who's worked so hard. Each of them have their stories. And they worked hard to bring these films to you. So I'm telling you, I promise you won't be disappointed. Go to 1afilmfest.com. That's 1afilmfest.com. And $25 or more, you can have all of those films and show them to your neighbors. Just even if you just use them for yourselves. But I think they really are valuable to teach people the truth, for one thing, about J6, about the border, and all the things that are discussed. Oh, also Election Integrity, another great film by that former professor from New Mexico who was fired for his work on, you know, telling the truth about what was going on. So all of that is there. And I want to remind you that J6 Patriot News is a great place to go to find out where these guys are, to find out about their families. Each of the prisoners, I think all of them are on there, J6 Patriot News. And so it'll help you. And now you will be like me. When President Trump steps up there and pardons these guys, your hearts are going to jump for joy, too. So just get to know them a little bit. Go to J6 Patriot News and allow, you know, God to give you some joy on something, some justice, which we haven't had enough of in the last few years. Well, I want to thank you for listening. You know, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write me at sandy@afr.net. You can also go to Twitter. My Twitter handle is @SandyRiosTweet. I really think that's the most important social media platform right now, but I'm on the others too, so just look for them and you'll find it. You can listen to the show on afr.net, which is our home base. That's AmericanFamilyRadio.net. You can go to sandyrios.com. You can also go to any podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you fill in the blank. Some of them I've never heard of before, but we're there, and we'd love to have you join our listening family. I want to thank Timothy Plan. They allow you to put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.